co-authored presentation between myself and Andy Hamblin at CERL, and he along with Bill Meyer are the co-tars or contract officers for our work with Haskell Indian Nations University, and Laureen Williams, who's from Haskell, and Timothy Carey, who works with me. I'm going to talk about the outline a little bit, but first I want to explain, you know, the ERDEC is a consortium of several different laboratories, as most of you know in this room. But Haskell Indian Nations University is an undergraduate college in Lawrence, Kansas. And we've started up a relationship with them about 3 or 4 years ago and trying to work together on some research projects. It's a challenge because we're trying to understand what's important to them and what their objectives are, and of course they're trying to understand what's important to the military. Also, it's an undergraduate college, so you're not going to have postgraduate students, you're not going to have postdocs, so you're looking at a different level of research here. And what we've done is base our future objectives on the work we've previously done at Fort Drum, because they were interested in switchgrasses, and we had an interest in switchgrasses from Fort Drum. We made several visits there, and they've come to Krell, where I work, and they've also been to CERL several times, working in the CERL laboratory. We've done some contract work on plant collections. We built an arbor, and now we're starting to do some field research based on Timothy's work at Fort Riley and also Dick Gebhardt and Ryan Busby. Well, our switchgrass work, the work we're doing with Haskell was based on the research we did at Fort Drum, and a lot of you have seen this before, where we developed that eco bridge concept that Blair Waldron and the people at USDA ARS helped us develop, where we mix introduced species with native species to try to end up with a native plant stand. And we did this at Fort Drum, which is on a sandy soil, by spreading the liquid cow manure. And then that photo off to the right, I don't know how to work this. But anyway, to the right you see the nurse crop come up, and then at the bottom you see the, about 3 or 4 years later, you see the fine fescues and the switchgrass is starting to appear. So the switchgrasses take about 4 or 5 years to get established. So what we're trying to do with the Haskell is, for the military objectives, is to try to, one of the reasons is to try to get switchgrass to establish more rapidly, and then we don't have to use the weeping lovegrass, and we don't have to use a plant that's potentially invasive or can grow on sandy soils. We have trouble trying to find nurse crops that grow on sandy soils. And the switchgrass is great for the military because we have instances where we can dig it up, dig holes in it, and it'll come springing right back on its own. We also found that when they build berms with these sands, and switchgrass has been growing there, we found very little spotted knapweed. While where they build berms and there's no switchgrass, the spotted knapweed proliferates. So there's good resiliency with this plant in stopping invasive weeds. Also, we've used ecological bridge techniques out at Yakima Training Center. We also use them at Fort Carson, and that's the work that Blair Waldron is doing, it Timothy mentioned. But we also did it at Fort Carson. In this photo on the left, you see two native plants seeded together with a bunch of cheatgrass growing in it, and in the photo on the right, with the native and the introduced species together with very little cheatgrass, no flowery seed heads there. So this is the basis of how we're going to, the military requirements of how we're going to work with Haskell. So what we're looking at is switchgrass improvement. So what they want, we want short-statured switchgrasses that don't carry a fire, and we want switchgrasses that can germinate pretty quickly. What they want are tall switchgrasses. so they can build houses with, or they can use biofuel, make for biofuel. That's their two requirements. So we have contrasting objectives. So one thing we thought about doing is doing some greenhouse studies and trying to use some indicator types of physiological aspects of the plants to find out if the plant's ever going to be tall or if it's going to be short statured. So we had a greenhouse study looking at internode lengths, where the students would measure internode lengths and that type of thing, and the number of leaves, and trying to find out what's the future size of the plant. We also did a plant collection report. I should also say that Fort Riley and Fort Polk in Louisiana are also heavily involved in this, and Fort Polk has provided a number of populations or sessions that we've got seated at Haskell, and now we're going into the field studies. We made our, these are just drawings you see throughout the school. It's a pretty nice place. I kind of enjoy working there, but the previous thing I showed was a Miss Haskell. Every year they have a Miss Haskell, and that, and they have, they dress up in their dress and they take a photo and it goes along a wall. But anyway, we made some initial visits to Haskell where we sorted out all our objectives, and Fort Riley was helped in doing that. And I also want to, and Bill Severinhouse is probably the lead architect of all this stuff. He provides the funding and provides the support to do a lot of this work. And we collected at Fort Riley. We made some collections. That's Chris Otto in the front, and some of the Haskell people, and Andy Hamblin and Maureen. And we made collections on a very cold day to bring back to the Haskell has a greenhouse, brought the plants back to Haskell. And they came to Krell, and of course I told you they were interested in biofuels. So the first thing we did, they came for a few days. We drove out on the other side of Vermont to a Shelburne's Farms, which is a non-profit estate that somebody built years ago, and that was their home, and now it's an estate, and now they're using switchgrasses as a potential source of fuel to heat the estate. Now switchgrasses are different than corn, because in corn you get very little ash when you burn it, but switchgrass you get a lot of ash, so you have to have the equipment to burn this material and all that. So we show them the boiler where they are actually burning this material, the switchgrasses in here, and we had marketing people from the University of Vermont show up to talk with the Indians and the students and that type of thing. This guy here, he runs the place. His family is the descendant of the whole estate. I don't know if he still owns it or not, but a lot of land there, a lot of houses. And we also brought him back to the Krell greenhouse, where we looked at root growth and looked at internodes and how to measure internode length and that type of thing. We also did a plant collection report, they did it, where we looked at how to collect switchgrass plants and what to do with them after you collect them and how to propagate them later for replanting. And this would be important for them for setting up gardens to collect future switchgrasses for their cultural thing, and also for us, if we get some good populations from Fort Polk or Fort Riley, we can plant them and have them take care of them. We also, for the cultural aspect, we built an arbor, which is it. This is the framework for it. That's their greenhouse in the back on the right. And we collected tall switchgrass again. Now, we wouldn't want that switchgrass on a military land because that'll be a heck of a fire. But this is the kind of thing they want. And, that's just a pretty picture from inside. But anyway, we built an arbor. This is only half done. The top is rounded off, but we built this. And of course, if we go through a lot of ceremonies, everything we do, a lot of smoke and incense. But that was kind of fun. In conclusions, we're just using our past research from Searle and from Krell to work with Haskell, and it's been a really enjoyable process. And we're, you know, basing it on the ecological bridge. And what we'd like to do is, next step is to set up experiments at Fort Riley on the ecological bridge in concert with what Searle is doing in Iowa State. And then maybe in the future take those studies and track them from what University of Tennessee and Alan Anderson at Searle are doing to try to integrate our research from Haskell into what's going on already at Fort Riley, because there's a lot going on at Fort Riley in research-wise. So we want to integrate their work into what other people are doing, and that way they can have a close relationship with other researchers besides ourselves. So that's it. Thank you. I'm not familiar with, what did you get, Tim? Well, I don't know how our work was just based on establishment, our results, and what establishes and when. His results are more with the invasive weed, right? Is that true?
A little bit of a difference.
Yeah, there is a little bit of difference. That's very true. As a matter of fact, we want to look into that with the work that Bob was talking about, the first presentation with the cheatgrass. We want to look at mycorrhizal type of things. And we think it's really important. And the humic acids are important, which we're studying with the some of the endangered species we're looking at in Idaho. So, yeah. There is use of controlled burns, and they're very common. Where they don't use controlled burns, of course, is in the impact area. Well, they do. I shouldn't say that. They do. So they use controlled burns, but they're very common, and they can escape off post. Got one more question? Wait.
Okay, now I have one more question.
Are we done with time?
Yeah, you spend about next minute. It's 11:30.
Oh, okay.